So I will start the podcast now.
Yay!
Yay, podcast. Woo, woo. In 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. For another exciting week of the Android Buffet podcast. This is episode 90.
90.
Yes. Remember, a number with a zero is not actually a number with a zero here on the Android Buffet podcast. Because we started with episode zero, so this is actually our 91st episode.
Ooh.
How are you this week, Jerry?
It's a Monday.
It's been a long day for me. I've been up since Sunday. I went and celebrated the holiday.
You did?
Yes, I'm still celebrating.
Yeah.
On Friday night, Passover began.
Ooh.
You've heard of it, I assume.
I have.
Well, I know occasionally with some of the more obscure Jewish holidays you hadn't heard of them, but that's, you know, a pretty big one.
Yes.
So what
I'm
do you...
I'm not sure it's Jewish, though.
Passover?
Yeah.
Why would you say that?
Christian?
I thought you guys had Easter.
Yeah. But, you know, Easter is like a day. And then there's Good Friday and Ash Wednesday and... You know, isn't the
Palm
whole
Sunday.
Thing, yeah, it's a thing. It's a long process. It's like the Christian version of Hanukkah. It just goes on forever.
Hanukkah only goes on for 8 days, and not on a single one of them are you supposed to take off from work. Passover,
really? You're supposed to work for 8 days.
Well, no, you're not supposed to. You don't have to take off on any of those days. It's not a holiday that you can take off from. The difference between a holiday you have to take off for and a holiday you don't have to take off for is based on who decided the holiday existed. If it was God, you take off. If it was a rabbi, you don't.
Is there any, does the Pope have any standing for in the Jewish community?
Well, my cousin met him.
No, I mean like official, like he's an important dude or...
Not really.
He's a guy.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Catholics appreciate the Pope. We just appreciate when the Pope isn't saying nasty things about us.
He would never.
Well, the current one, not really. His predecessor, certainly not. Before that, probably. Bear in mind, it wasn't until the 70s that the Catholic Church admitted that Jews were not responsible for the death of Jesus. Seems like a pretty long time to argue over that issue.
Yeah. Well, okay.
I say it was the Romans. Anyway, that's a whole other discussion.
It is.
But I am in the midst of Passover, so I am not eating bread.
No bread.
Yes.
Not even unleavened bread.
Well, instead I have matzah, which is unleavened bread.
Oh.
But no one eats matzah for the fun of it. It's also known as the bread of affliction. I am very afflicted.
Why is it the bread of affliction?
Well, if you happen to know your stories on the subject, basically the Jews were leaving Egypt and they didn't have time to bake better bread. That's the simple version. So I have my pre-prepared food, all of course breadless, and any dessert items are of course made with potato starch. Very tasty stuff. And you know, should be interesting.
Potato makes good bread.
Have you ever had a potato cookie?
No.
Don't. Anyway, shall we get to some news? I'm a little tired. It was a long night.
Okay.
I did get to see a movie though. Oh, look who's here.
What'd you watch?
I watched the Muppet movie with my niece's nephew's brother and sister-in-law.
I'm sorry, what was it?
The Muppet movie. The latest one.
Okay.
It was very entertaining.
Okay.
And I want to say hi to our top supporter who's joined us in the chat.
Who's that?
Kevin McLaughlin. He wants a t-shirt. So I would consider making up Android Buffet t-shirts if not for the fact that I have to find somebody who's artistically inclined to assist me. So if you're artistically inclined and think you might be interested in participating in the Android Buffet t-shirt contest, the contest is if you design a t-shirt and we like it, you get a t-shirt. That sound fair, Jerry?
It sounds fair.
Okay. And we'll give,
I like it.
We'll give Kevin a t-shirt too.
He deserves a t-shirt.
Yes. Well, you get one too. You put in more hours than anybody but me. on the show.
Yep. Yes. 1 hour a week.
Yeah. So 4 t-shirts. And speaking of hours, have you made your decision about North Carolina? Because I've started my preparations.
Well, it was looking good. And then, I don't know if I've mentioned this before, but back in October and November last year, my wife and I bought a house on the courthouse steps, you know, foreclosure auction.
Okay.
And we've been slowly but surely renovating it. And we got it to where we can have tenants. So we were looking forward to, A, not spending so much darn money on the house, and B, maybe making a little bit of money, you know? And then we had to replace the air conditioner, and that was unexpected and expensive. So I may not have the money to go. Well, however, if we can work out the finances, I will be there.
Well, I want to promise you that I'll make sure that I take care of your registration fees. They're on me.
That could get expensive.
Really? According to the site, the registration fees are free.
No.
Oh, did they charge them this year?
Like
they were last year?
Just the basic was $65.
Really? They're actually charging this year? They didn't charge me last year.
Okay. Well, a supporter registration, which gets me into events and lunches and stuff, which I would like to do.
Oh, you want lunch?
Gets me a shirt.
Oh, if you want lunch and a shirt, then you're definitely gonna have to pay if you want lunch and a shirt. But if you just want,
that's like $65. You know, not I can handle $65. But there's the plane ticket up there. There's like $500 for a hotel.
You can get a roommate.
I can. I don't know anybody.
Kevin, you want to be his roommate? Do you snore, Jerry?
I'm a fat guy. Of course I snore.
Okay. I suppose I could be your roommate. I may snore too. Two snoring people. Either way, I was thinking this year of becoming a supporter because last year I didn't support anything. You I also haven't made a hotel reservation.
I haven't either.
Or booked a plane ticket. Better get to that this week. Maybe next week.
You and I, we will discuss the housing arrangements. But I think if we share a room, that'll be all right.
Okay, I'll make a reservation no matter what. Usually those things can be canceled anyway. Either way, on a positive note, I've started the audio preparation. So if you show up, I am trying to figure out how to best record a live show with you.
Well, do we want to do a microphone in the center? Or do we both want to have our own mics?
Well, I'm doing some experiments.
Mics for anybody else that's, you know, there.
Well, what I've done is I've contacted a friend of mine who has a lot of professional audio equipment. And he's told me that if I can't get the right combination of things together, then he may loan me some things.
Okay.
So I'm looking into some lavalier mics.
Some who to what?
Lavalier.
I don't know what those are.
The clip-on ones.
Oh, like, you know, professional TV shows, the ones that when you move around go as they rub against your shirt.
Well, I think that I can do two of those hooked into a recorder. So that would only mean that if a third person wanted to come and talk, one of us would just have to be silent for a bit. I could also do one lavalier mic and a, you know, traditional dynamic cardio mic.
I'm thinking, you know, us sitting around a table, a bunch of people there with a mic in the center, just going at it.
I'm working on a variety of different tests. I'm hoping to get a few items in. And if you just use that little recorder I have, we could just sit that in the middle of the table and chat.
So we're not looking at, like, a laptop or anything?
Possibly. As I said, I'm doing some experiments. I may bring a mixer. I have one that I can fit in a bag. The one that I started the show with before I expanded to the big one. And I'm looking at a few other options. But rest assured, we'll figure something out. Maybe a netbook. It can handle the recording, not necessarily the streaming at the same time, but it can handle the recording.
Alrighty.
But there's much excitement.
Well, yeah, I don't think we're going to be able to stream.
Well, I don't know what the bandwidth situation would be there.
Well, considering it's going to be a lot of geeks, it's probably going to be horrible.
Well, there's always 3G. Anyway, shall we get to some news?
There's news?
Always news.
Always news.
Yes. Did you hear about Project Glass from Google?
The Google Glasses?
Yes. Sergey Brin
weird.
Yeah, Sergey Brin himself even wore a test pair to a Blindness Foundation event.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did appreciate one comment that somebody made, which was next week Google plans to debut the new Google Music Player at the National Association of the Deaf. I thought that person nailed it.
Yes. That's funny.
What person wears augmented reality glasses to a Blindness Foundation event?
I think it's funny. They're right.
Okay, moving along. Americans apparently top at using tablets and smartphones while watching television. Most commonly to send email, although plenty use them as TV companions.
They're pulling down spoilers.
I don't know. I always thought it was the other way around. I watch TV sometimes. No, I watch TV sometimes while using my tablet. It's the tablet that's the primary activity. The TV is sort of background.
Ah. Now, if I'm going to sit down in front of the TV, I'm going to watch the TV.
It depends on what's on.
If nothing's on, I'm not going to sit down in front of the TV.
No, I'm saying sometimes I have it on in the background while I'm doing something. Usually not with a tablet. I usually have it on while I'm cleaning.
Ah.
Because when I have a tablet on, I usually use music because I don't focus on music, but I find it soothing.
I'm married. I don't clean.
You have people for that?
I have a wife.
Okay.
And she does not listen to this show.
Oh, good. Apparently, Arizona has proposed making it illegal to be offensive or annoying online.
Good luck with that one.
Well, I think we should be happy that we're not in Arizona.
Arizona's got a lot of screwed up rules. It's like it's becoming the new California.
Okay. They're right next to each other.
California tends to be very regulatory about things that are maybe bad. You know, they're the first state to outlaw smoking everywhere. They're, there are many examples. And now Arizona is starting to get very draconian with their laws. That's all.
I'm actually not against smoking bans, by the way. At least in the sense that I believe that if I don't want to inhale other people's smoke, I shouldn't be forced to. But I understand people have the right to smoke or do whatever other things to their bodies they wish.
As a smoker, I am also not against the restaurant ban of smoking.
Well, I don't mind if there's a separate section. I have a coworker who just started.
And there are people smoking, it doesn't matter if it's in a separate section. It's gonna drift. And if it's allowed to smoke, if people are allowed to smoke there, then there's probably going to be several people smoking there. So it's going to be even worse.
Well, that's the point. That's why they said things about ventilation systems, which made it, you know, not financially viable to allow smokers. So there is an exception, but...
Is there?
In many cases, the exception is you can have a sealed-off area with a separate ventilation system. The problem with that is it's incredibly hard to do properly, so no business really wants to pay for it.
Hmm. I wasn't aware of that.
It depends on the state, though.
I'm not so big on the banned cigarettes in bars.
Well, you can smoke as much as you want in a bar, if only for the fact that I don't patronize bars.
I don't either, but it's the principle thing, you know.
No, I'm saying it doesn't affect me, but I probably should care about other people.
Yeah.
You know, I just always felt that I would walk into a building where there was a smoking ban, and you'd have these people clustered around the door with a gigantic cloud of smoke.
Mm-hmm.
I just wish they'd walk about 5 feet away.
Most places, if it's illegal to smoke in the building, it's illegal to smoke within 50 feet of the front door.
Apparently not in my state, or no one's enforcing it. I would just wish there was a dedicated area that was, let's say, at a side entrance.
There normally is.
I don't like to make waves.
But, you know, many smokers are not considerate, and that's okay.
I understand. I have a coworker who gave up smoking for Lent.
Ooh, strong man that.
Woman.
Stopping smoking is rough.
I know, but they only did it for a short period of time.
If you can make it 3 weeks without smoking, then you're pretty much over the physical stuff.
Well, we'll see how it progresses. I haven't talked to them.
Lent, is that like 40 days?
I don't know. I've never been off much on that sort of thing. The only thing I know about Lent is it happens just before Easter, and it's one of my favorite times of year. It's when you can get fish in most restaurants, including ones that don't normally have good fish selections.
Hmm.
So I'm in Lent for the fish. Anyway, Samsung is producing micro SD cards that are 4 times faster than the current crop.
Yay!
I thought it was worth mentioning.
Samsung is awesome.
Maybe your next phone will be a Samsung phone.
Nope.
You're going for the Evo One 4G LTE whatever?
Oh yeah, baby.
Okay. I'll look forward to hearing about it.
Pre-orders May 7th.
Maybe you'll bring it along.
I'm hoping so. There was a rumor that it would be, the release date would be June 7th.
Go for the 2-day shipping.
Screw that. I'm going to pick it up at the store.
Okay. Even better.
Yeah. And then hopefully I can, you know, have it with me.
Well, I look forward to it. I may come down early. I have off on the 7th for my birthday, which is not on the 7th.
When is your birthday? On the 6th?
No, later in the week. I actually will be at Self. For the last couple of years, they've scheduled it for my birthday weekend. So I will be there happily celebrating.
Cool.
Google responded to European questions on their new privacy policy. Not much there, but it's interesting to note that Google felt that they had to proceed with their privacy policy in order to simplify things and move forward. Yet everybody seems to be up in arms about this, even though it was pretty much just saying, well, we had all these privacy policies, we turned it into one privacy policy. One of the times when I don't... Upset. What?
And they're upset because now it's easier to understand?
Well, now they understand it. See, I think before they didn't understand it. So the issue was, with 50 privacy policies, they didn't understand what exactly the privacy was. Now they understand what it is and they don't like it.
I'm sorry.
And I have a story about my hometown of New York City. The next generation of New York City taxis will have USB ports for phone charging.
Really?
Yeah. They look ugly, but they'll have USB ports. So I'm wondering about this. Where else in public places and public venues should you have a USB charging point?
Airports.
Well, they're working on that. They want you to pay, but they're working on it.
Some places have them. Yeah. Many of the airports that I've been in have...
The Samsung-sponsored ones.
Well...
Like the blue tubes.
The Jacksonville airport has a lot... I mean, not all of them, but about 80% of the seats. In between the seats, there is two outlets and two USB ports that all provide power.
Well, you know, the smaller airports have to compete somehow.
Smaller.
Yeah. How else do you explain the fact that major airports don't have that and smaller airports do? If you can tell me that Jacksonville is not a regional airport as opposed to a hub.
It's an international airport. It's a Jacksonville International Airport.
Yeah, but it's still a regional airport. It's not...
How can you call it a regional airport if it has international in the name?
What's the definition of an international airport, Jerry?
I don't know. I just know it's in the name.
Yes. The definition of an international airport is not that it has international flights. It's that it has a customs facility. In order to have a customs facility, you need one customs inspection officer on duty. Not necessarily even 24 hours a day. Airports with no commercial service can call themselves international for that reason.
Wow. That's craziness.
Yes.
And by the way,
yeah,
the blog that has the taxi stuff,
yeah,
way cool.
How so?
It's Jamie Heineman and Adam Savage's blog.
Well, not really. Tested predates them. Remember, I was using Tested as a source long before those guys were involved.
Well, now it's got their picture on it.
Yeah, basically, Tested was run by people, and they were bought out, and now they have this relationship with the two Mythbusters.
Okay.
So they're going to pivot a little and do a little less tech and a little more science.
Okay.
And I still follow them. It's just that's a recent development.
I like this website. This is going into my bookmarks.
I'd like to point out that I've linked to them before. They just redesigned since I linked to them, and now they have a picture at the top, so you like them more.
Pictures are good.
Okay. Just saying. That's tested.com. Anyway, innovation may boost battery life by 40%. 3M has developed a new kind of battery anode made of silicon that can deliver a significant boost in energy density. Apparently, they've been working on this for a while.
Every 6 months, there's a major battery innovation. I got no faith. Zero faith. I don't believe it's going to happen.
Well, they're saying what they've done is that they're not changing battery technology. They've just found a way to pack more energy into existing battery sizes. But we'll see. iPhone users are apparently twice as likely to use Wi-Fi as Android users. And 29% of iPhone users stay on mobile versus 68% of Android users. Are you on Wi-Fi right now, Jer?
I am.
So why do you think this behavior is this way?
I
have never used an iPhone to the extent that I would realize this. Does the iPhone itself...
I would say it's because iPhone users
are
more likely to be on a limited plan than Android users.
Well, that wasn't what I was thinking. I was blaming Apple. Apple, the way that Apple designs its user experience, they make it, from what I understand, and I've never used this, you know, I've fiddled with one or two iPhones, you know, just to try them. But they've always been somebody else's. I've never gotten down deep. So from what I understand, the iPhone limits certain things while on 3G, which are some features that Android has put in, but not enforced. So people are motivated to go on Wi-Fi. I think that on Android, there's no motivation. Unless, again, you have a limited plan.
I was unaware of that.
Well, I'm not an expert on the iPhone, I admit. But I have heard things. If anybody happens to be an expert on the iPhone and can comment about why they think that they use Wi-Fi more than Android users, please write us at podcast@androidbuffet.com.
Or call us.
At 12012-WENICA. We haven't gotten a voicemail in a while. I love voicemails. On that note, Jerry, since we have a moment here, I just want to take an opportunity to remind people that they can still become supporters of the Android Buffet site. They can sign up for one of our plans. Remember, you can sign up for our least expensive least inconvenient plan, which is paper level, and that's only $1 a month. And if you sign up for paper level, maybe we will send you a piece of paper.
In the mail.
Yes.
And that would mean it would be a piece of paper wrapped in a piece of paper.
Yes.
With a sticker stuck to it.
Now, if you prefer a yearly plan, you can go for steel level, like Murph. Murph signed up for the $11 a year steel plan.
Wait a minute. $11 a year is less than $1 a month.
Excuse me, you're destroying our marketing here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, remember, there's a plan for everybody. So if you want to be steel level, you can put $11 a year. Admittedly, $1 a month may be less painful to you. You know, it depends on what your lifestyle is like. So, Jerry, how about $5 a month? That's our that's our diamond.
That would be like super-duper plastic level, right?
No, that's diamond level.
Ooh.
And then there's our top level. That's tin. You know, I was saying that I should automatically promote Kevin to tin because, you know, he's been our most generous supporter since long before we had supporter levels.
Yep.
So I'm making a deal. If you become a tin level supporter and commit to $10 a month, if I ever actually find somebody to make a t-shirt, you'll get a t-shirt. That sound fair?
That sounds fair.
So now I have to figure out something to do for the other level. So if you're paper level, I'll send you a letter.
He'll send you a piece of paper wrapped in another piece of paper with a sticker stuck to it.
So what can I do for steel level, which is less than paper level, as you pointed out? Maybe a nice email.
A nice email. Okay.
Okay. And we also have silver level, gold level, and, of course, make a one-time donation of your choice. That's the I can't commit to a renewable subscription level. So we have a plan for everybody. And remember, 100% of your money goes towards the cost of running this podcast and its related servers. I promise that none of that money is going to me or Jerry.
No, I'm not getting paid for this.
Well, Jerry, I keep saying, you know, if you want, then I could send you some Android Buffet swag if I ever make any more. I made some postcards and I made one keychain. Maybe I should make more keychains.
Keychains are cool.
As I said, I just really need a good artist. Somebody who can take our logo. Well, somebody who can take our logo into the 21st century. Speaking of logos, by the way, just to skip ahead, did you hear that Cyanogen unveiled a new mascot?
I did not. Is it a chipmunk?
No, it's CID, which stands for Cyanogen Mod ID. And as you can see at the bottom of our rundown here, there's a picture of him in the link.
I see him.
You like him?
Not really.
Yeah, a lot of people don't. Some people say he looks more like an alien.
Yeah. But not even a cute alien. Like, you know, the Reddit alien is a cute alien. He's not a cute alien.
What are you looking for, Alf?
No, I don't. I'm just saying, you know, he looks, you know, he reminds me. I look at him and I think, ooh, gold. That's what I think. But
you're talking about the guys from Stargate?
Yes.
Okay. You know, I just bought that movie for $6 on Blu-ray. One of these days I'm going to watch all those Blu-rays I bought. I'll get to it.
Don't even watch the movie.
Why? I wanted to see the extras and the commentary. You'd rather skip straight to the show and Richard Dean Anderson?
Just watch the show.
Okay.
Don't watch the movie. I warn you, the pilot has nudity in it. Frontal nudity.
I've seen the pilot.
Yeah.
I thought the show sort of went downhill at the end. I think they ran out of things to do. But
come on, man. It was a sci-fi thing that went on for 10 years.
Yeah, and now the Sci-Fi Channel doesn't have any sci-fi on it. But that's a whole other discussion.
That's not true. They've got WWF.
That's sci-fi?
Well, it's fiction.
I was talking about science fiction. You know, traditional. Yeah. It's cheaper. Yeah. It's cheaper to put on reality shows about ghost hunters.
It is.
Anyway,
actually, if you want science fiction, now the good channel to go to is the Science Channel.
What are they doing?
They play Firefly.
Oh, that's they do.
A good start.
I didn't know that. Learn a new thing every day. So, are you excited about Instagram, Jerry? We kept getting these stories of how Instagram was coming, and now Instagram is here. I don't really care, but I think other people do.
Well, apparently, it was a big enough deal that Facebook bought them.
They did win. Did I miss something today? I've been very busy.
I don't know. I think I only saw the news today. Okay. Yeah, Facebook is going to pay $1 billion for Instagram.
Okay, well, admittedly, I've been busy all day, so I haven't seen that. So I'll be prepared to talk about that next week. Speaking of Facebook, by the way, Facebook Messenger was updated, and it's faster. Which is good, because the common complaint about the two Facebook apps in the market are that they are slow. So if you don't like the official Facebook app, by the way, you can try Friendcaster, which was just updated to version 5.0. And it offers a tablet layout. Can I get a yay, Jerry?
No.
Not a big Facebook fan?
No.
Yeah. People are on Facebook. I hear it is the most popular social network. I don't understand it, but you have to go where the people are. That's why there's that Gadget Wisdom fan page that nobody visits. Kevin, are you my friend on there? Did you like me? Never mind. Anyway, the IMDb app now supports HD trailers that you can stream to your device, which is nice if you're in the IMDb app. And Time Warner Cable TV has promised to add streaming, which is currently available for their iPad app. But they've offered it for only 3% of the people. Essentially, they're only going to offer their app for ICS. Isn't that generous of them?
Well, it was probably easier to develop for ICS than whatever they're, doing.
They did say that there was an infrastructure reason. But you've just announced that you are offering a service for 3% of Android users when the majority of your users are probably running Gingerbread. Oh, by the way, Kevin has now liked me, apparently. Good. Now 6 people have liked Gadget Wisdom on Facebook. How many more before they let me claim my own name? I think it's another 10. Anyway, that's all I want. I just want to claim my name. Seek Droid, or at least the creators of Seek Droid, released WootCheck, which is a completely rewritten version of the company's first app, which is a very nice woot checker. Do you woot? Do you woot, Jerry?
No.
You don't have your woot off lights?
No.
Oh, I own a pair of those. Whenever there's a woot off, I plug them in and then they go around and my room flashes.
What's on woot.com today?
Well, it's not just woot. There's also shirts.woot. There's home.woot. There's wine.woot. There's kids.woot.
And sellout.woot.
Okay.
So today on woot.com, there's a Pentax 16 megapixel Optio 18x optical zoom camera.
Well, the other day there was a Vizio.
For $140.
The other day there was a Vizio 7-inch tablet.
Wow.
Anyway, Keyring was updated. Do you remember me talking about Keyring, Jerry?
That's the loyalty barcode thing, right?
Yep, you scan your barcodes and you have them all on your phone. And I print out a copy because most of the scanners will not scan off of my phone.
That's funny.
But I have one little sheet that I keep in my car with all the barcodes on it. Anyway, Hipmunk was updated. It now supports calendar integration, which allows you to display your calendar events while you're searching for flights. So if you have your stuff on your calendar that you're doing, you can, of course, know that you can't take that flight at 5 p.m. because you're meeting with Jerry.
Yay!
Yes. I happen to like Hipmunk. They have a great logo. The chipmunk with the aviator glasses. So cute. SparkNotes released an app, so you can now study literature on Android.
What does that mean, study literature?
Well, you've heard of Cliff Notes?
Yes.
This is SparkNotes, same sort of concept, literature review guides.
Oh, I thought SparkNotes was an Evernote competitor thing.
No, it's a literature study guide service. So if you want to know the main characters in Hamlet, you could download the Hamlet guide.
Ooh, interesting.
Yes. I always sort of preferred Macbeth myself. What was that line? "'Tis a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing."
Okie dokie.
Okay. Cinemark Theaters released their official Android app. Are there any Cinemark Theaters near you, Jerry?
Absolutely.
Oh, I've never actually been to a Cinemark Theater. Must be a regional thing.
Maybe.
So maybe you can go get the app.
No.
Okay.
I'm an AMC guy.
They have an app too.
Yep.
Zynga released a paid version of Scramble with Friends that allows you to remove the ads. Have you ever scrambled with your friends, sir?
No. I did words with Friends for a while.
So did Alec Baldwin.
Well, he never played a game with me.
Well, you never know. You don't know what his username was. Well, I scrambled with parents this morning.
Ooh.
Yes. Made an omelet. Anyway. Gmail, Google Play Books, and Street View were updated. Honeycomb users of Gmail get popular ICS features such as 30-day sync. And if you're on Gingerbread, you get performance improvements and a new labels API.
A new labels API?
You sound less than excited, Jerry.
I am.
Well, actually, that's very good because now you can access labels in your Gmail if you're another app. A function that was previously disabled, its other incarnation is insecure. And if you are still interested in being efficient and effective, there's another task app called Task, which syncs with Google Tasks and offers a tablet and phone interface. Have you tried any of these task apps, Derek? Or do you keep on Task by yourself?
I'm on Task by myself. I'm a self-motivated individual. But, you know, if you work at home, you kind of have to be.
I worked at home for a while. I miss working at home. I'm going to have to do that again soon, if they let me.
I like it.
The Opera mobile browser gets experimental support for existing Opera extensions.
Wow.
That seems promising. It's experimental support, but it does seem promising.
And sounds incredibly difficult.
Well, they're saying that it isn't difficult. Apparently not all extensions will be compatible, but those that cover certain specific types of extending will. Anyway, the SwiftKey 3 beta has been released, if you're part of their VIP program. It's optimized to cope with missing spaces and long strings of sloppy text. It offers a new theme, a larger space bar, a backup to your Google account, if enabled, and more. So does this sound good for you, Jerry? Do you enter long strings of sloppy text and want SwiftKey to clean it up for you?
No.
Sure.
Although I have noticed that the error correct, if I just type away and don't pay attention to what is actually coming out, SwiftKey is pretty good about fixing it up.
Well, they're apparently about to get even better.
Cool. That deserves a yay.
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 Yay. Eek. Anyway, Larry Page summarized his first year at the helm of Google.
Apparently, has it been a year already?
Yeah. Apparently YouTube has well over 800 million users each month, and Android is at 850,000 activations per day.
Jeez, do you remember us talking about Android having 200,000 activations a day, and we just thought that was a huge number?
It'll get bigger.
Wow. At what point is the market just saturated?
When everybody has a smartphone.
Not just a smartphone, but there's smartphones, there's tablets, there's TVs, there's toasters, there's Google TV.
You have a smart toaster?
I have a toaster that makes the most perfect toast on the planet Earth.
But how smart is it?
Smart enough to make good toast.
I suppose that's all you want. I don't really want to think about toast right now. I can't have toast.
You could have unleavened toast.
What would that be? Matzah doesn't toast.
Have you tried it?
Trust me. Besides, I don't have a toaster right now. It wasn't kosher for Passover.
Oh.
I just have a microwave.
You can't make toast in a microwave.
Well, I'll be back to my normal cooking in 4 or 5 days. Anyway, here's one for you, Jerry. The Android Boot Camp 2012 offers over 20 hours of Android development instructions on YouTube.
Good stuff, that.
Have you watched any of them?
Yes, good stuff.
Okay. I validate your endorsement.
Speaking development related.
Yes.
Here lately. Okay, one of the biggest pains in the butt when you're developing for Android is testing your app, because it takes time to load the app onto your actual phone and try it there. And the emulator, the emulator kind of sucks because it's so slow, right?
I have an emulator I've seen that, yes.
We've talked about the different performance characteristics of the emulator versus a phone, and that the emulator, its process is really slow, but its disk access is really fast. Whereas on the phone, you'll see faster CPU usage, but really slow disk access. Well, the emulator, it now has the ability to use the GPU for acceleration. So it's much, much faster, which is a good thing.
Have you been writing a new app, Jerry?
I have not.
Oh, we miss you. I haven't heard of a Jerry Jones released app since My Soundboard.
I'm sorry.
Yes. There could be a sequel to Real Mirror.
There could be.
Like Fake Mirror.
Oh, that would be so awesome.
Or Real Mirror 2. Have you discovered any interesting apps this week, Jerry? Since we're talking about apps?
Not really.
Been a slow week?
It's been a busy week.
Oh, me
not
too.
Not a whole lot on the, not a whole lot of phone usage.
Well, I did a lot of phone usage, but I was busy with the holiday, which I'll be busy with for a few days, and it's been very busy at work. I came back to work today, and you know what happens when you're away from what you normally do for a few days? And, you know, there are other people who do things, but, you know, there are certain things that don't get done.
No.
Okay. When you leave work, you know, there are always other people who pick up the slack, or are supposed to, and they do. But being as there are not enough people to pick up the slack when you're not there, there's always something that falls behind. So I was away for 3 days. Normally I'm only away for two. So still a lot to catch up on. And now one of my coworkers is away, so I have more stuff to do.
Yay!
Keeps me employed. And I have to be employed because I just got my tax return back.
I'm not sure how one is related to the other.
I was looking at the results. Taxes are depressing.
I still haven't done mine.
Well, I didn't do mine. I hired somebody. He told me my taxes were so much more complex this year that he was increasing the charge. I better get my money's worth.
Good luck.
Oh, I hope so. I have the forms. I didn't have a chance to look at them. They came in the mail this evening. I'll be looking at them after the podcast. Also, I want to say hi to somebody I have not seen in the chat room before. OJ Mayonnaise. My haha. Do you laugh at other people's names?
Well, in this case, I do.
Okay. Why?
Have you ever mixed orange juice and mayonnaise?
No.
Hence, laughter.
Okay. Doesn't sound very palatable.
But it sounds funny.
But I was a big fan of O.J. Simpson before all of the bad things. I used to love his performances in the Naked Gun movies. He played the guy who was always getting hurt. Nordberg.
Mm.
I heard he was also in sports or something.
I don't know.
Anyway, then he went insane. But that was later. I think that killed the Naked Gun franchise. Anyway, we have a question from Kevin. Does anybody know a HTML5 app developer? If you have the answer to this question, please email us at podcast@androidbuffet.com, and we will, of course, reveal the answer on the next show. And by the way, if you're interested, you can also, once again, contact us by voicemail. You can send a voicemail link in an email, or you can, of course, go to 12012 Winneka on your phone and leave a recording. Beyond that, we have a contact form on the website. On the website, you can, of course, become a supporter. Remember, support us because we support you. Send us an email and tell us how you need our support, and we will be supportive. Isn't that right, Cher?
I'm supportive.
Yes.
Support.
Yes.
Supporting.
Exactly. And we are, of course, a member of the Tech Podcast Network. There are many other fine shows on the Tech Podcast Network. I hear that that show that I've previously plugged for plugging us has joined the Tech Podcast Network, which would be Category 5 Technology TV. They do a live show on Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern. And they have video. And a rotating collection of co-hosts. It's very interesting. Every time I tune into that show, there's a different co-host. There's always the same guy, but he has this other guy. And sometimes it's a girl, and sometimes it's another girl. And they just rotate through.
Mm.
What do you think about that, Jerry?
If you can do it, do it.
You think we should have more guests?
Sometimes.
Maybe I'll invite another guest on. We'll find someone. Anyway, on that note, I guess that brings us to the end of our program. Been a little slow today. I'm sorry. I'm a little tired. It's been a long day. I drove over 100 miles today. Got busy. And worked. So I'm a bit tired. I will be back next week, hopefully more perky.
Perky.
And filled with bread. Or my holiday will be over. Any final thoughts, Jerry?
I'm thoughtless.
I'm sorry to hear that. And next week you'll hear more about some of my preliminary plans to be prepared in the event that we do a recording. I have microphones on order, and maybe we'll even do some video. I've never done video before. I don't think it really enhances anything, but you know, maybe I'll make a special effort.
I don't think it enhances anything for us.
Yeah, but we could put together something. Maybe if you have a new phone, we'll put a little video where we show the phone and not either of us.
Ooh, maybe if I get the phone, I'll leave it in the box and we can do an unboxing.
I always wanted to do one of those. They said, you know, I hear they're fun. You act as if opening a box is the most exciting thing in the world. And here,
cool.
I am removing the cardboard packing material. Here, I see that they have not used styrofoam peanuts. Instead, they have used a bag of air. I really enjoy this recycled material. Ooh, shiny. I'm sorry, I'm doing my unboxing imitation. On that note, let's wrap up the program. Say goodnight, Jerry.
Good night.